I am being called often and I will come to speak with you. So, you know, you have come here into this chamber that you call the Great Pyramid, and you know you wish to have some knowledge of this particular source of wisdom. Well, you know, this thing that you call the Great Pyramid is a most interesting thing, because if you will, it is actually a journey, you know, into oneself. Now, this particular room in which you hear my voice resonating constitutes what is referred to in the spirit is just that, spirit, or what is called higher self. Because as you first come into the pyramid, you would enter into a chamber that is deep within the body of the earth, and would constitute a journey of the soul to be embraced in the mother's womb, such as indeed you refer to the mother's earth. Then the journey out of it would be a long and arduous one to eventually take you into an upper level journey into what is called the so-called grand gallery. And it is like looking up from the radiant body of one's own chakras, from the center of your heart, into looking into a journey inside the third eye. And during that particular focus in time, first, however, you must bring with you a clear mind and a clear heart, for there you would enter into what has come to be known as the so-called Queen's Chamber. But it is the very heart of the pyramid itself, and represents a clear mind from which the person may sojourn from that chamber, then up the grand gallery, like a journey through one's own chakras and into the fulfillment of one's own spirit. For what happens to the body and the mind? When there is a synthesis into the spirit, you would then enter into this which you call the sarcophagus. An initiate then laying there would eventually die to their old self, to the revelation that then constitutes the fullness and the oneness with your spirit which is within you. And it is that journey that anyone takes when they come here. But you may take that within yourself by meditating. And in soul meditating, you would fulfill the same journey in the same moment and in God's own way. And when you take that journey, may the gods and goddesses that were once many then became one be with you.